it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hi, villains, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath, Team Sheet Tantrum for a huge, huge night. Give us a thumbs up in the comments there if you can hear me. I was having a little bit of a problem with the sound there, so if you can just let me know that you can hear me, that would be great. We're all a little bit worried and anxious heading into tonight. The team is out. We're going to run you through it now in a second. We have Emi Martinez in goal, Konza, Carlos, Pau Torres and Luca Dean. Cash, McGinn, Luis, Diaby, Bailey and Watkins. So, what do we think? I was nearly right with my prediction. I wasn't expecting Cash to be in there. See if we got that right there across the bottom. Martinez, Konza, Carlos, Pau Torres, Dean, McGinn, Louise, Cash, Diaby, Bailey and Watkins. Huge, huge night ahead. Probably as strong as we can get there. Glad you can all hear me. Hope you're all well. yeah, huge, huge night in not only in our season, but in the history of Aston Villa Football Club. I'll run you through the subs while I have them there. Gauci, Olsen, Longley, Duran, Eric Boonham, Kessler Hayden, Patterson, Munro, Kellyman, and Young. So fairly young-looking bench there. We do have, obviously, the experience of Longley to come on at the back. Duran, I suppose you could say his experience from now the amount of games he's played. Young Tim is there, obviously the bolster of the midfield. Kessler Hayden can play in a number of other positions, and then we've got the four young lads of Patterson, Munro, Kellyman, and Young. Going to be a tough night at the office. All coming down to who gets the first goal tonight, and hopefully we can get that for you. Throw a few comments in there. Anything you want me to discuss? I suppose this is the tone of the night. Do you want to bet against us? It'd be a brave man to bet against us tonight, I think. maybe after we go behind, then you can bet against us. But I think everybody does believe. I see we're looking at hashtag believe all day from the club themselves. So I think we can safely say that they believe. We know that we're in a good position. We know we can go and score goals. It's just a question of how do we set up this, what looks like a back five out of possession, really, unless it's Cash in midfield. But it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, the most important thing from the team sheet is that we see Emi Martinez back in goal. No slight on Robin Olsen. I think we've all agreed that he had a great game at the weekend and was absolutely man of the match. But the way they have this set up, you know, the way they named the team suggests that it's Konza right back, Pau Torres and Carlos in the middle with Dean on the left, Cash on the right side of midfield, Dougie and McGinn sitting. And then take your pick, Diaby, Bailey off either side of Watkins. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting setup. Possibly five out of possession for Cash to tuck back in there. But we'll just have to wait and see what he decides to do. Neil, in case you're wondering, hasn't disappeared. This is his bedtime in his household, so he's trying to get some young children to sleep, and hopefully we'll get him on before I finish up here. Otherwise, it could be a really, really short one. But I'll do my best. Emma Wood talking to us from inside the ground. Emmy Buendia came out on the pitch for a walkabout with the team. We spoke about this last night, that I thought it'd be great to have him in around the squad to just bolster the mood around the squad. And I'm looking forward to seeing him back on the pitch, obviously. But just to have that little bit of goodness, let's call him, around the squad is a particularly good thing, I believe. And always good for them to be in around the good people to be in around the squad, I think, is really, really important. Dermot says, now or never, Paddy, no holding back tonight. Go straight for them. Dermot, this is my philosophy all week. I'm hoping that we go balls to the wall tonight. I really am. I really hope we keep them on the back foot for 90 minutes. Get enough goals in the tank and then sit back a little bit and just try and conserve some energy. I would imagine it's very, very hot out there. Emma might tell us what the temperature is in Athens today. It's quite hot here, believe it or not. It's 21, 22 degrees in the usually cold city of Limerick. So I can only imagine what it is in Athens. No Moreno on the bench. Good shout there. Did I miss him? I don't think I did. Gauci, Olsen, Longley, Duran, Eric Boonham, Kessler Hayden, Patterson, Munro, Kellyman and Young. You're dead right. So is that another injury to add to what we already have? We'll find out soon enough, I would imagine. Throw the comments in there if you anything you want me to discuss. David Dwyer said, win tonight, win Monday, job's done. But you know what? If we're into the final and we go and beat Liverpool on Monday, I would be very, very happy. Patrick, all the way from Sweden, fair play to you. We met you over at the Bournemouth game, Patrick. Anything can happen. Tough to predict. Depends on a lot of factors, but here's hoping. 100%. There's a lot going on in this fixture. It's going to be a raucous. I think they call it Red Hell. That's what the ultras call their stadium. I've never been in that part of the world at a match. So I couldn't tell you too much about it. They obviously have a number of rivals in around the city, and they will surely want to go to one of their rival stadiums to play in the final in a few weeks' time. And it's up to us to go and try and stop that. So fingers crossed, we can get the early goal and put the pressure on them. What else have we got? So Emma says it's colder than Birmingham, ideal for the players. Wow, okay. That's interesting. Jonathan Ridgway says apparently Olympiacos have quite a few injuries. I will try and endeavour to get through their squad once I call it up here now in a second to see where we are. Jim Kiernan, do you think you and I might have been playing to give the impression we were on our last legs? Wink. You know what? I'm hoping that was the case because it was very lackluster at the weekend. It was actually a horrible watch, and I'm hoping tonight isn't the same because I'm really, really worried about it. We've obviously got the referee that we spoke about last night. We won't talk about him again until the game is over. And hopefully we can... do a job that involves the referee not having to get involved. What have we got? Christina says 22 degrees in the West Midlands today. Oh, balmy 22 degrees here in Limerick too. Not that I saw much of it, been stuck in a car most of the day. Geek Sharma says 3-0 to Villa. Durant scored the winner in the 119th minute with a bicycle kick. Top bins. I'll take it. I'll take any type of win tonight. If it has to be 11-10 on penalties, I'll take that too. TA going for a Watkins hat-trick tonight. Wouldn't that be nice? Still waiting on his 20th Premier League goal. I'm going to try and call up the Olympiacos team here for you. Bear with me here now, 1 second. Nicole is hoping for a red card for... Wouldn't that be nice if we could do that, if that could happen? Olympiacos... And trying to find, do they have it in English? Okay, not only have they got it in English, they've got them all laid out in their positions. I can't share this with you on the screen, unfortunately, but I'll read it out to you. So, pardon my pronunciation. So, Zolakis in goal, Rodney right back. Quinny left back, Carmo and Ritsos at centre half, Ibora, Chiquinho and Heze in the middle, and then Fortunas, El Cabi and Daniel Podens up front. I honestly couldn't tell you how many changes there are. I noticed change at right back and possibly left back from the first leg. Thanks for all laughing at me reading the Greek names. I'm trying to do my best here. I think we got to focus on our own game. I think we've got to come out of the traps here tonight, all guns blazing. Really get stuck into this team tonight, and I can really, really feel hopeful coming into this game. And fingers crossed, we can get the win. I'm still waiting to see, is Neil going to make it in here? Still not too sure. You want to get your score predictions in there. We can have something to chat about until he gets in there. Let me know what way you're feeling. Let me know where you're watching it from, and we'll see what we can do it. Paul is not too impressed with my pronunciation. Thanks very much, Paul. I did my best. Geek Sharma is pretty much the same team as the last time. Takes a couple of changes from the looks of it. John the Johnny, how are you? Hope you're well. Good evening, Paddy. Good evening, villains. Feeling positive. 3-1, then score an extra time, he thinks. Absolutely take that all day. Welsh Woody is going for 2-2. I'm not sure I can deal with 2-2, but we'll see how we go. Why is all this coming by me? Charlie Kane is going for 3-1 Villa. Oh, it's all drifting by me here. I'm doing my best. There we go. I think I have it. Matthew Maguire is going 3-0 up the Villa from Leitrim. Big Sharma is telling you to smash the light. 782 actually in chat there at the moment. Growing by the minute by the looks of it. What else have we got here? Well, in Valley, 2-1 Villa, narrowly missing out. But hugely proud. Look, I think we've got to be proud of what happened this season anyway, regardless of what happens tonight. It's got to be a monumental season in our history. I like Si's prediction here of 4-1. Si, if that happens, I may not be seen for a week celebrating, because I just so want us to get to this final. I think it would be absolutely magic for us to go and win this and then get to the promised land of the Champions League as well. Nicole is going 5-2 with an Ollie hat-trick. Whoa. Happy days. Gareth is going 3-0 from a sunny Belfast. Great to hear everyone is in the sun except for those in the stadium at the moment. Dave Dwyer is going 3-1, same as Tranmere. So that would give us 3-1 and give us penalties. Oh, I'm not sure I'm able for the penalties tonight, but I right now, if you're offering me penalties, I'll take them. Chad, good to hear from you, Chad. Hope you're doing well. He says, let's give it 110%. Let's give it 1,000,000%. Let's give it everything we got in the tank. We have an extra day's recovery than usual by not playing Liverpool until the Monday night. So another 26, 28 hours to recover from that. Arjun Singh is going 3-0 Villa. Blake is going 4-2 Villa, win on penalties. Stephen Wright is going 2-2. Not very optimistic, obviously, Stephen. Good to hear from you anyway. Villamania is going 5-2. 4-1. What minute? 90th minute last goal, 20 minutes of hell after. be 30, it's 30 minutes, isn't it? Jim Kiernan is going 4-2 Villa. Jordy Villan says we win tonight, worried about keeping 11 men on the pitch the way the ref is. And well, we'll see how that goes. Neil is shaking his head. I don't know if he can hear me or not.
Yeah, I can. I can. I just can't believe you started this crack without me.
Bloody tongues.
I'm only joking.
Tantrum, the team sheet is out.
I'm only joking. Yeah, I got to see it there. And by God, do we have a youthful bench? We have a youthful bench.
We certainly do.
Out there. But look. The first 11 players, like you see a lot of harsh shit going on at the moment with other fans trying to say that Villa have been absolutely fine this season, you know, that injuries haven't had an impact on them. And transfer market, for whatever reason, have had a really weird post recently saying that Villa only had 12 players injured with only 123 games missed. It's all nonsense. You can see it in Villa's team sheet tonight. We've got five underage players on the bench that are really, really young. And you know what? I couldn't care less. If they get thrown in tonight and score the winning goal, that's their statue up in Villa Park forever. So bring them on. If they're good enough, they're old enough. That's what I say. And it's not an excuse, as Unai Emery says, because that first 11 that's gone out there today is good enough to win any game, regardless of Premier League or in the Europa Conference League. And I'm glass half full guy, as always. I think Villa are going to score early, and I think it's going to be a ripper of a game today.
Yeah. As much as I don't want it to be extra time, I would snap your hands off for it. So I've haven't said it yet, but I'm going for a 2-0 win tonight, and I think we'd all take that right now and run the gauntlet of extra time. Although they did look leggy at Brighton at the weekend, and we discussed that last night whether that was conserving energy or not, or leading Olympiacos into a false sense of security. As somebody suggested in the comments earlier, but we'll see. But what way are you feeling, Neil? Do you think we'll do it in normal time? Do you think we're capable of doing it in normal time?
I think we're capable of doing anything, Paddy. Olympiacos were very, very good in the first half. First game, yeah, call it what you want to call it. The first half, first game. Thought they were really good. I take nothing away from that performance, but I thought we were also conversely really bad. Now, we went out and we were really bad in the first half against Olympiacos, came into it in the second half. You know, once again, this whole second leg, how we're feeling at the moment, is dictated by Douglas Luiz clipping the outside of the post from the penalty. That's really what's dictating this. If it's 4-3 going into this, I think Villa win pulling up. I just because I think it would have been a momentum shift within that game, or even if it's 3-3, I think Villa win this pulling up today. But it's not; it's 4-2, and they're going to need to dig it out. I am confident we can beat this team by 2 goals. The reason being is we've beaten Arsenal by 2 goals this season. We've beaten Brighton by five goals mm-hmm. this season. We've beaten West Ham. We've given West Ham a tonking this season as well. You know, teams that have gone to Olympiacos. Or that have gone and played teams in Europe this season and last and gotten good results, you know. So it's not like Villa play mugs in the league, not like Olympiacos play mugs in their league. But, you know, in a way, being 4-2 up, there is pressure on Olympiacos, if you want to talk about it as well. There is pressure on Olympiacos, but if they go out and play like they did against Aston Villa, then, yeah, that's going to be, or they did in Villa Park, so I said, and that's going to be a big issue. Angelos, I chats in the comments of the match preview as well. And Angelos says that your fans already beginning to clown around waving Panathinaikos banners. We were class in Birmingham, better show respect to stadium like we did in your stadium. I can see there's going to be trouble. There was also Birmingham pins and Birmingham printed out Birmingham crests being shown from the other side as well. So, you know,
that's just part and parcel. But I'll tell Angelos when Olympiacos scored, every time they scored, there was stuff raining out of the away end. So,
You were at the game, Paddy. You were in Villa.
I was at the game. I saw it. So don't tell me that they were any way gracious in winning the game either. So
there was lots of conversations afterwards. I remember Justin met a lot of the Olympiacos fans afterwards.
Oh no, it's never everybody.
No, not at all.
But there was bottles and everything being thrown from the away end. We saw it every time they scored. Obviously, your eyes are torn towards the away end and the noise they're made. And they were brilliant. The fans were absolutely brilliant in Villa Park.
Yep.
and it's going to be absolutely raucous tonight. They call it Red Hell, don't they?
In Paris, absolutely. Did we? Have we? Have you shown up? Oh no, you didn't show up. The two teams, did you, Paddy?
Our own team is running across the bottom there. I didn't put up. I couldn't put up the. I was barely able to say the Olympiacos team. So writing it was another story.
Yeah. So pretty much a similar team to what they had out the last day. I'm confused. I knew Quinny was starting, but I just remember looking at FootMob to see theirs, and they don't have Quinny in there. They've got Ortega in there as at left back. And the only reason I asked that, I say that, is because I was looking on a lot of Olympiacos English speaking fan boards and stuff like that. They said that they were worried about having Quinny in at right back. Left back. He's essentially their third choice left back without having Omar Richards in there and without having Ortega in there, both of them seemingly injured. So they were worried. But I don't know what, like, FootMob had Ortega and named as being at left back. So that's why I just took a pause there. But look, a lot of their team is very, very similar to what was out the last day. Carmo is going to be the big brutish centre half there, alongside Retzos. Retzos was brilliant against us at Villa Park. I thought he looked a real player against us at Villa Park. Pudence is going to offer the width on one side. Fortunas is going to offer the width on the other side. Chiquinho, Ibora and Eze are going to play in that midfield region, which Keane are given license to go a bit further forward, I would imagine. You're going to have Quinny left back, and you're going to have, who have I missed out there that we don't, Rodinay as well at right back. So, you know, they've had a week in between games. The only change they've made is a forced one with Quinny coming in there.
The left back.
At left back. And they still have, once again, I said it before, they've got horses on the bench. They have Andre Horta, El Arabi. They have Alexandropoulos as well there in the bench. Jovetic, who, you know, they've got... Oh, sorry, and Ntoy is back as well. I think he's a centre-half. Actually, I know he's a centre-half, and he's a really, really good one as well. Greek centre-half there. So they've got a lot of people that they can spring from the bench too if they need to, and Villa don't. And that's why I'm bringing up the two benches from that point of view. You know, Villa 1-0 up, going into the last 15 minutes, as I say, come at the hour, come at the young man, you know, whoever it's going to be, if Villa do spring a Kenny Mann, a Caden Young, a Travis Patterson off the bench, a young Tim, a Ken Kessler Hayden, you know, we're going to need to dig into that. I doubt that Finlay Munro would get the nod over a Clement Longley. I think we would do some sort of jiggery pokery to get experience in there over Finlay Munro, but you never know. But like, these guys can bring on five stout, good, experienced international and European campaigners in there as well. And that's why I think Villa need to score early. But I'm kind of confident that they can, if that makes sense. Our first 11 is good enough to get an early goal. And then if we do get an early goal, anything can happen from there.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting the first 15, 20 minutes to see how we come out of the traps. We need to come out of the traps. I don't know whether you saw it there, Neil, but Emma and Mark are in the stadium. They said it's actually colder than Birmingham. So that's not going to affect us tonight. And also what we discussed last night about Emi Buendia around the team, he was out on the pitch with the team before the game. So the buses had them in the ground 3 hours before kickoff.
And some of the fans were on the ground 3 hours before kickoff, and there was good banter between the two sets of fans.
But you had no choice. The only way you could access the stadium is on the bus, so everyone had to be in there. And they served them beer, which was sin alcohol.
non-alcoholic
beer within the stadium, and that's normal in some of the continental stadiums.
Yeah.
I got caught out once in Stuttgart at it.
No harm to having that alcohol, because as I say, if it is red hell, you know, you don't want to contribute to that as well. You want to go there, watch the game. Like, I know myself, I wouldn't be drinking during the game anyway, but that's just me, because I'd be a bagger. I'd be kind of too nervous during the game anyway. I wouldn't even have any interest in it. Drink is for celebrations and to calm the nerves beforehand, but not during the game for me, but each to their own. Just wanted to share up the team again, just in case people didn't see it. Like, realistically speaking, Aston Villa have two experienced outfield players on the bench. That's it. If you want to class young Tim as being really being experienced, you can class him as being experienced. But we have Clement Longley and we have John Gerard, and everybody else is an enigma. I think that, and I think that's Gerard's actually an enigma as well. We have Clement Longley, and then everybody else in the bench is an enigma. So, which you know what? As I say, it could be a blessing in disguise. You bring on a complete nutter maverick or somebody whereby the opposition haven't done their scouting series on, or they haven't done their scout team work on, or anything like that, or shape work for maybe like maybe bring on a Caden Young with his tash at the age of what 16, 17. And he comes on and he eats somebody up going down the wing. Maybe he makes a name for himself. That's what this is all about. That these guys here, if they're called upon, hey, go out there and make a contract for the next 5 years at Aston Villa Football Club. That's the carrot that's there for them.
Yeah, and look, young Tim is as many of an appearance under his belt as has Kane Kessler Hayden, albeit not at Aston Villa. But obviously in the high octane environment of the Championship and League One. So if called upon, we need to throw him in there. We'll throw him in there. They'll be absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Prez wants to know how many beers have I had. I've had a lovely glass of Diet Coke so far. Prez, I'm just in from work. But thanks for asking. I might have one later on. I've had a bad day. I might have one later on.
Exactly. Yeah,
1,000 people. 1,000 people in there watching you.
Exactly. Yeah. As I've often said, there's Irish language TV programs. This isn't denigrating Irish language TV. People, more of you should watch. Any of you Irish people should watch more Irish language TV programs. Keep the language alive. But there's probably more people watching this than there are watching Ross na Rúil at this moment in time. On TG Cahir, the Irish language channel here. More people should watch it. That's what I'm saying. We need to keep the language alive.
Didn't you convert one of the Ross na Rúil actors into a Villa fan?
I did. The old postman used to be in Ross na Rúil. Is now an Aston Villa fan. So there we go. And I did it through English because I'm a bit hypocritical. While I can understand Irish when it's been spoken at me, I can't speak it back at people. That's the other thing. But the reason I bring it up is because you know what? I've is that a kicking tea? It is a kicking tea. It is.
It is a kicking tea. But my Villa signed football fell off it. It's actually JJ Hanrahan's kick and tee, would you believe? See, it says JJ in there. Yeah. Everyone's going, who the hell is JJ Hanrahan? But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, former Munster rugby player. But no, the reason I was saying it was because the amount of Cyrillic, is it Cyrillic? Is that the, what's the word for the Greek language and the Greek alphabet? It's not Cyrillic, I don't think. Maybe it is, I'm not sure. Maybe that's just for Eastern European languages. But I've done an awful lot of looking at that and seeing how beautiful that language is when it's written down in actual Greek. And when you have to copy it and paste it into Google Translate, that's why I was bringing up our own native language here, because I think the Greek language is beautifully written down.
It does look beautiful, and I actually in the back of my mind had an idea that if we went and won this, I would get some kind of Greek writing on my body. That's what I was thinking, to be able to say you're in Athens. So let's get there first, and I'm worried about that. But it is a beautiful language to look at.
Absolutely, I think so too. Emmanuel says the Olympiacos is going to humiliate our Division 3 team. When that game is on, let us know and we'll watch it. As I say, it is what it is. Anything else? I'm just going back to it. Lads, do you want to start putting in your score predictions there?
I think most of them are in, Neil. I rattled through some of them while you were off, because we were running out of things to say while I was waiting on
you. That's fine. No need to do it again. No need to do it again. For anybody watching on Twitter, there's 503 guys of you watching on Twitter. If you have a YouTube account, it doesn't cost you anything. Just go over there and click us a thumbs up and give us a subscription on YouTube. Just helps out the algorithm as well. And conversely, anybody who's watching on YouTube, if you have a Twitter account, go find us and follow us on Twitter as well and spread the love. We used to stream to Twitch. Do we still stream to Twitch anymore? I should know because
Daniel Donnelly,
that's very good. I should know as I set them all up, but I can see this one isn't streaming to Twitch. But I don't know the people watch on Twitch anyway, so... There is a funny story that we'll tell after hours, maybe in the post-match podcast. Someone remind me to tell me where I was trying to get this streaming to at one stage, but was denied. I was formally rejected from a streaming platform, or more so from a video platform. Yeah, formally rejected. I think I told you this in Birmingham. It might have been Connacht, I might have told. I don't remember. Definitely told somebody this in Birmingham, and they thought it was absolutely hilarious. But anyway, right, Paddy. I don't have much more to say in it. I'm giddy about this game. I hope it's an absolute banger of a game. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, if this is a 5-2 win for Aston Villa, I'll have no problem about conceding two goals. You know, that kind of way. I kind of hope it is. I hope it's a game that people come away from going, Jesus, I'll never forget that night. Like, Tranmere, like, exactly. The second leg against Tranmere. Like, I hope
it's a better second leg against Blackburn. Remember the Blackburn one? 7-4, was it?
Yeah. Or even, except with a better result overall, the second leg against Atletico Madrid, you were at that game, Paddy, when Collymore bangs one in the top corner and just goes absolutely loco for like 20 minutes. That was really exciting because the game was nondescript up to that, and then boom, whistled into life. And it was a real big feeling at the end of it. I remember running around my kitchen like I just couldn't control myself to sit down watching that game on a really old TV with like feckin' rabbit ears on the side, and we were trying to pick it up. But yeah, really cool. So I want an iconic game like that, and I want, like as I say, come what may from this, it's going to be an absolute, this has been a really good adventure. And I still have a sneaking suspicion Villa are going to do. I don't know how they're going to win it. I don't know. Is it going to be a 2-0? I don't know. Is it going to be a 3-1 or whatever like that to get us to a penalty shootout even? But I'll take that. I don't care. I couldn't tell you. I just have a blind optimism that Aston Villa are going to win tonight. And I'm going to go with that. That's my prediction.
Absolutely.
I have, where was it? Oh, no. I had a great sound drop for that as well. Look, the moment is gone. Right, are we going to leave it at that, so, Paddy? We'll let everybody go and get settled.
Absolutely. Enjoy your night.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks to all the Olympiacos fans coming in here as well. I know we have a bit of banter and we have a bit of a laugh and a joke and stuff like that, but, you know, it's great to have fans of other teams come in here. And look, as I say, it's all a bit of fucking laugh and joke here with regards to it as well. You guys were great in Villa Park. You were great outside the stadium, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, as I say, I'm sure you're going to repay the favours to Aston Villa over there, to the Villa fans over there. And I hope all the fans, whether it be Olympiacos or Villa fans, get home safe, because the game is big, but it's not bigger than somebody getting the shit kicked out of them. So, hopefully that trumps all tonight. And as I say, that goes for both sides. But everybody else that's watching this from the safety of your home, we will see you regardless for a Final Whistle podcast. Drop on again, Olympiacos fans, if you'd so wish. We're nice and we're friendly enough, I think. But we'll see you again around 9:55 Irish time. And hopefully we'll be celebrating an Aston Villa win. And if it goes to extra time and penalties, I'll still jump on if people want to watch along, and we'll talk about the game. And we'll definitely do penalties anyway. If it goes to penalties, I will sit here and do the penalties. Paddy, you're barred. You're not allowed here for the penalties.
I'm not doing watch along.
You're not allowed. Excellent. So we're going to see you guys later on about 9:55. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all I have to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.